Okay. Today's stuff, Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. We actually stopped like smack in the middle of darshaning the pasuk of Mipnei Seiva Takum. We're actually up to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. It's the last words on the line. It's about 5-6 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Menayin l'zakein shlo yatriach. How do you know that a zakein walks into a room, you have to stand up? Or a zakein passing by, you have to stand up. So how do you know that a zakein shouldn't be matriachim, shouldn't be matriach to oilam, that you should constantly stand up for him? Maybe he should, you know, walk around, make people always stand up for him. How do you know that? Talmud Lamar, zakein v'yareisa. A zakein should also fear Hashem. He should also, like the smichas of the words, the Gemara puts a comma after every other word to make different drushes. A zakein should have also, not to be matriach to oilam, to always make them stand up for him. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, b'nei seva takim, afilu kol seva b'mashma. Isi says that you should stand up any elderly person, which is how we're going to paskin in a little while, in about a half hour. Any elderly person, it doesn't make a difference if it's a chacham or not. Said it's one of those halachas in Shulchan Aruch that nobody ever learned. It's a very short mitzvah daraisa. If a person over 70 walks into a room, you stand up for them. And a lot of people are not knowing it. They don't know. People just don't know. It's one of those. Like lost mitzvahs. That guy, that elderly person, clearly over that age, walks into a room. You have a chiyuv to arise that it stands up. It's no different than shaking the lulav. Rabbi Yosef Galili, Hainu Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Yosef Galili, really, if you go back to the brayse, at the beginning of the brayse, we started off. Tana Rabbanan. I'm going back up to the two dots. B'tzeiver Takum Yachal Afil Zakei Nashmai. Even if he's an Anar Tam Chacham, even if he's an Amaretz. Talmud Lomar Zakei. Ein Zakei El Chacham. Right. And how do you know? Shenemar Asfili Shivim Ish. Then Rabbi Yosef Galili says, Ein Zakein El Mishikana Chachma. Isn't that the same thing? It's a difference. What's the difference? So, same thing. So Gemara says, no. It could be not here. The difference is, Yonik V'Chachim. What if he's a young person, but he's a Talmud Chacham? Right? Very, very, a genius, a young person, unbelievable Talmud Chacham. So Tanakama Savar, Yonik V'Chachim Lo. Tanakama says, no. Different than what I said yesterday about who's a chacham, who's low, and mikolad, and therefore they're called a zakein. The Tanakhama says, no, the people were actually elderly. They were older people. Therefore, those 70s are Canaan. Therefore, young person, there's no makor, you don't have to stand up for a young person who's a tam chacham. Rabbi Yosef Galili says, afilu yonik v'chacham. No, it doesn't make a difference. Even if he's younger. My tire with Rabbi Yosef Galili, how did Rabbi Yosef Galili get that pshat? So Amalach, he'll tell you, if the Tanakhama was right, that what? That you should stand up only for someone if he has both qualities, age and chachma, then nichtov rachmana, the Torah should say, mipnei seva zakein takum v'hadarta. Ma'ishna depalginhu rachmana, why did the Torah stick in the middle? The pasuk says, mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zakein. So why is v'hadarta stuck in there? L'meimar, the high lav high, the high lav high. A chacham is one criteria, and age is a different criteria, totally different. Shema mina afilu yonik v'chacham. So if he's young, we tam chacham, of course. But Tanakama, no, the Tanakama says, you know why it's written that way? Mishum debayil mitzmach zakin v'yareisa, because we wanted zakin at the end next to v'yareisa to tell me that a zakin should also not be matriach people, and he should go out of the way not to make people stand up for him. The Tanakhama, my timer. So why does Tanakhama hold that the person has to have both? We don't hold it. We hold it like a person like Lili. If a young person is a Tanakhama, of course you stand up for them. We don't hold the Tanakhama. But what's Tanakhama's reason? If Rabbi Yosef Galili would be right, that what? That they were breaking up the pasuk. That MK, the pasuk should have broken itself up even more. Nichtov Rachmanos, the Torah should have said, if they say even talking about Dar, they're talking about Dar to Penetzake. It should have said it twice. Umidalo katsav hachi. Since the Torah did not say vahadarta twice, shmamina chadhu. It's a raya that I'm right. That what? Has to have both qualities. Fine. So it's a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch happens to paskin like a Rabbi Yosef Galili, that you do stand up for a younger person if he's a Talmid Chacham. Big shaila, but if you stand up for a woman who's a Talmid Chacham, basically you can go either way. Right? Enough people on both sides of that discussion. And the rest of the daf today, almost the whole daf, is all about standing up for a Talmud Chacham. Amar Mar. We learned yesterday. Yachal yahadrenu b'mamon. I would think that you should be mahader a Talma Chacham with money. Why would I think that? Because many times we have, someone points out, Rashi says it. Because lo sehedar p'nei gadol, which is mash from mamon. So the word hidur, many times is used with money. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, takam v'hadarta. No. Do the hider of a Talmud Chacham with kima. Takum. What does takum mean? Stand up. Ma kima she'ein b'chesar and kith. Standing up doesn't cost any money. Doesn't cost any money to stand up. Af hider she'ein b'chesar and kith. So too the hider does not have to require any money. The kima less lechesar and kith. But wait a minute. Getting up doesn't cost any money. Milo askinan. Didn't we learn? Isn't it true that the Karnaki of Marganisa, if a guy is cutting diamonds, right? The Adahachi, Vahachi, Koyim, Mikamei, and then a Chacham walks into the room, isn't he going to have to stand up? So what's the difference if he's cutting diamonds? He's going to have to stand up. You know what? Ubatam Amlachto. And he's going to have to stop the work. So it does entail a Chesar and Kiss, getting up. It does sometimes. It does cause a we lose money. Ela akish kima lehidur. As much as you're right. We're going to reject that anyway. Ela akish kima lehidur. No, I'm comparing getting up to hidur. Ma hidur she'ein bo bittul. Hidur doesn't have a bittul. Why doesn't it? So the Gemara doesn't explain why what that means. So the Mefarshim explained most of the time hidur means a smile, a nice gesture, hello. Things that don't require an expenditure of money. That's what it means. So ma hidur she'ein bo bittul. Hidur doesn't require bittul from work. You give a guy a nod. You don't stop working for that. Af kima she'ein bo bittul. So too, getting up is talking about a situation where it doesn't require work. It doesn't require you to stop working. Va'akish nami hidur l'kiba, and then we make the hekesh again. Ma kima she'ein b'chesar and kis, just like getting up doesn't cost any money. Af hidur she'ein b'chesar and kis. So too, we're talking about a hidur that doesn't cost any money. And what if you're working? The answer is you don't have to stand up. Mikan amru. Here we said ein bali umnis reshoyin lamod ne talmud chacham. A worker is not permitted to get up when a talmud chacham walks into the room. Tosfos is not permitted. What if he wants to? Is that permitted? So Tosfos says, first of all, it could be two answers. First of all, we're talking about somebody who works for someone else. You have no right to steer. Oh, the Chacham's here, I gotta get up. What do you mean? You're getting paid by the hour. You can't get up. Or, so Tosfos says, sometimes the word Rashoi can also mean Chayiv. You're not Chayiv to get up. You're working for yourself and you want to get up and you want to lose some money. Well, you could do that. It means you're not Chayiv to get up. You don't have to. While you're doing work. Pashut means you're working for someone else. You have no right to take a break. Right? You want to take a break to take the doctor pay. You have no right to take a break on his cheshman. Velo? What do you mean? But now what we learned. Kol balni omnius. Every worker, omdim mifnehem, would stand up before them. Before who? Before people that would bring bikurim. When people used to bring bikurim, first fruits, it was a big parade. The oxen came with golden... gold-plated horns, they used to have flutes and cymbals, a whole parade taking the Bikurim, and along the way, everybody would stop and stand up before these people doing a mitzvah. V'sholim v'shlomchon, they would ask them how they're doing, v'omrim lahem achenu, anshi makom, ploni, bochem, l'shalom, so-and-so from such-and-such a place, here you are, you're going to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Bikurim, unbelievable. So, what do you mean you don't get up for people doing a mitzvah? What do you mean? Didn't they get up? So Amar of Yochanan, yeah. Mibnehem omdim, yeah. They would stop working for the people that would bring a bikurim. That's true. But Mibnei Tamidei Chachamim ain't omdim. They would not get up for Tamidei Chachamim. You're right. For bikurim, yes. For Tamidei Chachamim, no. What's the difference? Amar of Yossi bar Ovin. Yossi bar Ovin says, Bo uru, come and see. Kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. How beloved is a mitzvah at its appropriate time? For those people bringing bikurim, we would get up. But for chachamim, we're not getting up. Right? Why bikurim different? What's the difference? So the Rambam says, the Rambam says because Bikurim is public. It's a public, mitzvah. Everybody knows, everybody sees him coming. A guy walks into your shul, it's not a public thing, or a guy walks in, you're in your office, and some chacham walks in. It's not a public event. So that's one difference. The Pnei Moshe, based on the Yerushalmi, the Bikurim was very unusual. It wasn't very unusual, it didn't happen every day. Maybe it didn't even happen every year. Depending on what kind of trees you have, it might not have happened every year. First fruits. Every year? Maybe. But it certainly only happened once a year. Chacham's every day. And the third, the Pnei Yeshua says, very interesting, because at the moment these people were bringing the Bikurim, they're being Mekayim a mitzvah. So you're standing up for them because they're doing a mitzvah. Chacham walks into a room, what kind of mitzvah is he doing? He's a Chacham, 100%. He's a Talmid Chacham. He's not doing a mitzvah right now. He's walking from here to there. Happens to pass by where you're sitting. So you have a chiyuv to get up. He's not doing a mitzvah. So I'm busy working. I don't have to stop my work for that. But for a mitzvah, I do. Very interesting answer. He's not doing any mitzvah this time. This person, he learns all day long, and now he's walking to his house. Happens to be, he's passing by my office. I have to stand up for him. I have to stop my work. No. Yes, we said not at the expense of you losing your work, only for free. That's what the Gemara said. You don't have to go out of your way. You don't have to lose money to do that mitzvah, right?
And if you're learning,
if you want to, you have the right. Are you mechuyev to? No. Are you mechuyev to stand up for people doing a mitzvah? 100%. Based on this Gemara, that's the reason why all of them. That's why we stand up by a bris. We're standing up by a bris for. They're bringing the baby. What are we standing up for? Because they're doing a mitzvah now. Everybody's sitting down. The minute the baby walks in, everyone gets up. Same thing by a levaya. Everyone's sitting there and schmoozing, they're waiting for the minute they roll, everyone gets up. Because we're doing a mitzvah now, we're going to be able to levaya chametz. Very interesting. Yeah?
What about when you're learning Torah?
Oh, we're going to answer that number base. Learning Torah and a Sefer Torah. That's number base. Yeah? What? So it gets back to the public. It's a Befrahesia. I'm shaking my lulav. You have to sit up for me? No. So you're right. It's a combination of all these reasons. Right. Now, the Gemara said a very interesting line right now. The Gemara said, no, Vadilma Shiny. Maybe it's different. Maybe Kurm is different. You know why? Shiny Hassam. To Im Kane, if you wouldn't stand up for the people bringing Bikurim, Atem Achshelim L'Asad Lavo. You're going to ruin them for the future. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Achshelim L'Asad Lavo. Shelo Yaviu Od. They're not going to want to bring Bikurim anymore. Shiomru, they're going to say, Nivzim Anu Be'enehem. They think so low of us. So, therefore, since people might not want to bring Bikurim, that's why you're standing up for them. Because we don't want to make an incentive, we don't want to encourage people not to do a mitzvah. So we'll have a whole production for you. Right? Nothing to do with Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Nothing to do with that. Has to do with, we don't want people to stop bringing Bikur. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, people are going to stop bringing Bikur because they're not getting covered? That's how bad Jews are? If I don't get the cover, I'm not doing the mitzvah? What's going on here? What's Rashi talking about? So, Bikurim, as I said before, this is going to explain the whole Gemara, had a very big production. Right? They had a parade, and if you look at the Mishnah at the end of Bikur, it's unbelievable what went on. No other mitzvah was like that. Yeah, today we say that by a bris milah, 100, very nice. But the parade that went on by bringing Bikurim was very unique to Bikurim. One guy brought a regular car, but nobody did that. There was a fear that people would think, the people bringing the Bikurim, these farmers, maybe not such a big talmidei chachamim, would think that they're being laughed at because they're bringing such a small thing. What are they bringing? First fruit. What is that? They're bringing a grape, a little tiny, a few grapes. They're bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's such a small thing. It's a carbon, right? You spend hundreds of dollars on an animal. That's worth it. What are you bringing? Some grapes? That's the whole business? It would certainly open up the possibility of it becomes a joke. What are you doing? Not that the people would make fun. You yourself would question. What's going on here? So to prevent that from happening, we made this mitzvah, more than any other mitzvah, a whole production with a parade. Exactly, Hashem doesn't care about your money. Hashem cares about what you do. A few grapes, that's exactly what Hashem wants. And you know what? We'll make a whole big parade for that. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Some mitzvahs cost more. Yeah, an aspirin costs more than a few grapes, 100%. Some mitzvahs are more expensive than others. When it's a cheaper mitzvah, when it's a very cheap mitzvah, you have the incentive not to do it. Such a cheap thing. Hashem cares about my stupid grapes. No. That doesn't make any sense. No, Hashem does care. Hashem loves it. You know how Hashem loves it? We're making a big parade for it. You don't do that for every. We don't have parades for everything. We only have parades for the small ones. The ones you're going to neglect because it's so small. So, we'll stand up for you. For Talmud Chacham we won't even stand up for. But for you, how special you are that you bring in a few grapes, we'll stop working. No one's going to feel small after that. And that's what Rashi means. That's what Rashi means. People are going to say we're small. They're not going to say, it's not making other people making fun. You're going to think to yourself, what kind of silly, small, tiny Hashem cares about my small grape? Yeah, now does Hashem care, but everyone's going to stop working for you. For Talmud Chacham? No, not everyone has to stop working for you. That's what's going on there. Right? Turns the negative into a complete positive. You need to bend your head for that. Okay. Amar Mar. And by the way, we hold, the Bartanura says, we don't hold from this answer anyway. We don't hold that the whole reason is because of Asur Lavo. No, we hold that it's because Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's how we hold. Right? That's how we paskin. This is a psak. Amar Mar. Yachal Yamod B'nei Beis Akiz Beis Amerachatz. I might think that you could stand there, the guy comes out of the bathroom, the Talmud Chacham comes out of a bathroom or Beis Amerachatz, right away you're standing up for him. Right? Or even in the bathroom, in the Beis Amerachatz. That's covered. I'm standing up for him. But no, we said no. That's not appropriate. So the Gemara says, V'lo, why not? V'ha, Rav Chiya, Havi Yosef, Bei Maschusa. Rav Chiya was once in the bathhouse. V'yach, V'chalef, V'azo, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. And Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda Hanasi's son, Rebbe's son, came in. V'lo kami kame. And Rav Chiya didn't stand up for him. V'ikbid, Rav Shimon got angry. V'azo, V'amalei, he said to Lavu, he said to his father, he said to Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Shnei chum shen shen yisulah was able to tell him. I taught this Rav Chiya 2/5 of Tehillim. Right? 2 out of 5 books. Tosafot points out, Tehillim is broken up into 5 books, just like the Torah. Each of the 5 ends with the word Amen. Interesting, except for the 5th, which ends the Sefer. The first 4 books, however you divide it, he says here, from Aleph to Perek Mem Beis, whatever, it's all 5, and the last one, each time it ends with the word Amen. I taught him 2/5, he wouldn't stand up for me. The V'lo Kami Kame, one time. V'lo Amad B'Sinet Mipanai. He wouldn't want to stand up for me. V'su, also, Bar Kapara, Varmele Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yossi, Hava Yosef, Be Maschusa. He was also in the bathhouse. All V'azav, Shurim Bar Rabbi. Again, Shurim Bar Rabbi walked in. V'lo Kami Kame, or Bar Kapara didn't get up. Or Shmuel didn't get up. V'ikbit, again he got angry. Asa, Amalei, Lavu, he said to his father, Shnei Shlishi Shlish. 2/3 of 1/3 of Shanisla B'Torah's Kahanim, of the Midrashim of Vayikra, Torah's Kahanim, I taught Bar Kapara. 2/3 of 1/3. That's how much I taught him, so much. V'lo Amar B'Panai, he wouldn't stand up for me. V'Amar Lo, he told him back, Shema Behein Yoshev U'Maharher. Maybe he's sitting there, and he's thinking about what you taught him. So he's not paying attention to you. In the bathroom. He's thinking about what you, in the bathhouse. He's thinking about what you taught him. All right, the Mepharshim say no. Tosa says that Rebbe knew Alpi Nevua or Alpi Siyata Deshmaya that's exactly what they were thinking about. How does Rebbe know what they're thinking about? He knew. He's thinking about his son's Torah, that his son taught them Torah. We're going to get to that. Shema Behen Yoshev Maharher. Now, what's the reason that he gave why they didn't stand up for him? Not because it's a bathhouse. It's because they didn't notice he was there. Too busy engrossed in their learning. Taima, the whole reason is the behen Yoshev Maharher. Holav Hachi, if not for that reason, lo. The reason of bathhouse that's not a reason. The only reason was he didn't notice you. He was busy with learning. What about if he would have noticed you? Right? The whole Rabbi Shimon was upset. Why didn't he stand up for me? Ah, it's a bathhouse. What do you see? That halacha of standing up applies even in a bathhouse. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha. Is it the inner chamber of the bathhouse or the outer chamber? It depends. Are people dressed or not dressed? If they're dressed, just because it's called a bathhouse, it doesn't mean you can't learn in there, and doesn't mean you can't stand up for somebody in there. Right? If people are going undressed, it's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. That's what we're talking about. So, Hachanan Mistabra. It's also true. It's also Mistabra that that's what was going on. The Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar B'Yochanan. B'chol Mako Mutal Lahar Her. You're allowed to think about Torah everywhere. Chutz, B'Beis HaMerchatz, B'Beis HaKisei. Except for B'Beis HaMerchatz, B'Beis HaKisei. How could Makapur be sitting there learning? How could the other person, Reb Chiya, be sitting there learning, engrossed in learning? You're not allowed to learn in a B'Beis HaMerchatz. Oh, must have been. It was the outer chamber where people are dressed. There it's mutter. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Dilma, maybe. Lu'un say shiny. Maybe they couldn't control themselves. Can't control yourself. Sometimes you can't control yourself. Right? So, by the way, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons the halacha is that when before you daven, you shouldn't learn in very difficult topics. Because it might force, because you can't control yourself, and you'll be thinking about it during davening. And during davening, you're supposed to be thinking about davening. You're not supposed to be thinking about learning. That's why you shouldn't. That's halacha, actually. So it's not a raya that where they were. The raya, we answer the question that it depends which room it is. It could be that they were in the inner room. I and Allah learn in there. He couldn't control himself, right? So are you allowed to learn? Are you allowed to learn in a bathhouse, in a bathroom? Right? Are you allowed to? You're not allowed to. But there's one thing you are allowed to learn, believe it or not. It's one thing you're allowed to learn in the bathroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Siman Pei Hei, Hilchos Kriyashma, Afil lahar b'divrei Torah asur b'beis hakisei b'beis hamerachatz. Not allowed to. U'makom hatunofes, or in a place that's dirty. Big shayla. Can you do a mitzvah in a place that's dirty? A bracha not. A dovashev kedusha not. The dirty diaper, it stinks up the whole room. Are you allowed to eat matzah there? Sitting at the Seder is a dirty diaper. So the bracha you're not allowed to do. What about matzah? What about a mitzvah? Very interesting, Shiloh. Anyway, v'hu ha'makom she'yesh bo tzo mer glayim. Tzo mer glayim. You can't. And then, v'afilu hilchas ha'merachatz be'aser l'mo b'merachatz. You can't even learn the halachas of a beis ha'merachatz and a beis ha'merachatz, says the Ramah, right? You can't learn in a beis ha'merachatz. And the Mechaber said, you can't even think about it. You don't think about Torah in the beis ha'merachatz. What are you allowed to think about? Says the Mishnah Berurah. But you are allowed to learn. Where is it? You are allowed to learn one thing in a bathroom. You know what you're allowed to learn in a bathroom? You're allowed to learn Musar. You want to think about Pashut, the Mutter Adam is born in Beis Hakise, Begodel Shefluso, how low humans are, Ubisofo Yachzer Kula Lios Of Faru Visoleya. Our end is nothing but earth, right? That's where we go into the ground. V'ein Noelo, Hagaiva, what's Gaiva worth? That you can think about in the bathroom. So if you can't control yourself from learning Torah, learn that. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that what else, if you don't want to do that, if you're not holding by that, you know what you should think about in the bathroom? You should think about the cheshbonos of your bias. Right? Think about your bank account, that you can think about. Right? What about on Shabbos? You're not supposed to think about that on Shabbos either. You're not supposed to think about your finances. U'b'Shabbos, Yachshov, v'binyonam, v'tziyurim no'im. Think about beautiful buildings. Think about art. Right? Mishnah Berurah says, Shabbos, you think about art in the bathroom. I'm sure we'll follow this Mishnah Berurah zealously. Okay, next. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Not only that, it bothered him so much. Right? And we're going to have another story with Abaya, but he didn't tell anybody. He just told them. Why aren't you standing up for me? That's one thing, right? Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Okay, next. Yachal Yatzim Einav K'mesha Lo Re'uhu. That you should, the next thing we said was that you shouldn't turn your eyes away. Oh, I don't know this. I'm busy looking in my sefer. I don't see the chachams in the room. You're not supposed to do that. So the Gemara says, Atu Barishias Skidan. What, we're talking about evil people? People that go out of their way not to do mitzvahs. But that's what the Torah is talking about. And therefore the Torah says, Yerasim Elokecha. That doesn't make it, that can't be. The Torah is talking about people that try to avoid mitzvahs. Ella, no. Yachal Yatzim Einav Mikame Delamate Zman Chiyuva. Now I'm going to turn away before it's even the Zman Chiyuva. I see him way across the other end of the room. It's a huge wedding hall. A gigantic room. I don't have a Chiyuv to stand up right now. He's not over here. He's way over there. He's not in my Dalar Amos. He's not my Revi Muvuk. He's not the Nasi. He's not the Melech. He's not the Tav Chacham. So I'll be busy tumbling with something else. And then, the Chimata Zman Chiyuva, when the Zman Chiyuv does come, Halo Chazile Dekai Mikame. I don't realize he's here. Because I already built into my life that when he gets here, I'm not going to know he's here. That's not a Russia. But you shouldn't do that. Right? Talmud lo amar takum v'yareitha. Don't do that. Don't even do that. Okay? By the way, this is a general principle. It doesn't apply only here. You should never try to... It's not a good idea to try to avoid doing mitzvahs. Right? That's not a good idea. You don't have to wear a beged of dalet kanfos, but we all do. We go out of way to avoid doing mitzvahs? No. We try to do mitzvahs. This one's no different than any of the other ones. Tana. Ezehu kima sheyesh bo hidur. What is kima getting up that also has a hidur, which we said hidur means a smile, a gesture. Havi omer zed dalet amos. Dalet amos. Only when he's in your dalet amos. Omer abaya lo amor el barabo. That's only true if he's your Rebbe. She'eino muvak. Avo rebbe muvak. But if he's a Rebbe muvak, then malo einov. Even if, as long as you could see him. Abaya michihavi chazile luudne dechamra, der of Yosef. The minute he saw the ear of the donkey of Rabbi Yosef, the Asi who was on his way, havi koyim abaya, he would get up. I skipped the line? No. Havi koyim abaya. He would get up, right? My Rebbe's coming. He didn't even, all he saw was a little shadow of the donkey. He got up already. This is Rebbe muvak. Oh, we're going to do that on our base. Till when? When can you sit down? Abaya havi rachiv chamra. Abaya was walking on his donkey. The kamaski aguda denahar sagya, and he was passing by the river, the bank of the river Nahar Sagya. Yosef rav mishashi of rabbanon beidach gisa. The mishashi and the rabbanon were on the other side. V'lokam mikameh. They didn't get up for Abaya. So amalehu vlav rav muvak. Aren't all your Rebbe muvak? Why aren't you getting up for me? Amrule, lava daitin. We didn't realize you were here. We didn't realize. So I was like, what's the point? What is the point of this story? The point, we didn't see. Okay, fine. Like, what is the lesson here? Had they realized, they would have stood up. So then what's the point of the story? I don't know. They didn't realize. Okay, they didn't realize. They're not. Next. Amar Baya. Naktina, we have a tradition. The imakif chalif. No. The imakif chai. Oh, I'm sorry. We started off the shir today. How do you know that a zaken should go out of his way not to want triach people to stand up for him? Takum v'yareisa. So Amar Baya, Natina, we have a tradition. If you go out of your way and don't make people stand up for you, you'll have long life. Why will you have long life? So the Tosfos we have zaken says it's a kabbalah. It's a tradition. We don't know why. The Atzmos Yosef says, it says in Mishlei, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. So fulfilling the din of Takum V'Yareitha will give you long life. You understand? Fulfilling that idea I know that Hashem knows what I'm thinking, so I'm going to try to avoid making people stand up for me, right? Then you get long life. But the Ein Yaakov has a beautiful answer. We're going to say in Amud Beis that if you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, you get shortened life. You're sitting around and you don't stand up for him, you get shortened life. Says the Ein Yaakov. So a chacham thinks to himself, if I walk by and these people don't stand up for me, I'm causing them to lose their life. I'm causing them to have their life shortened. I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm allowed to walk from here to there. They're supposed to get up for me. If they don't, I'm causing them to have shortened life. So if I go around to make sure that they don't fall into that trap, I get long life. Right? Okay. Next. Abaya Makif. Abaya used to go around. Rav Zera Makif. Rav Zera used to go around. Ravina Hava Yosef Kameh. Rav Yirmi Medifti. Chalafu Gavra Kameh. A certain guy came in. V'lo Michsei Reisha. He wasn't have his head wasn't covered. Omar, he said, Kama Chatzif Hai Gavra. What a chutzpah. Not to wear with a yarmulke in front of a chacham. Amalei no dilma masa machasya nihu. Maybe he comes from that town. The gasi buhu barabanan. That there's so many rabbanim over there that it's like every Monday and Thursday. Right? Every time they can have a big chacham, a big rav, you're much more relaxed when you're with these people. We're much more relaxed. And therefore, it gets back to the yarmulke issue. But maybe they felt so relaxed and so comfortable with Chamid Chachamim, they would dress in a way they normally wouldn't dress in that town, in this town. In that town, that's how they acted. So, I'm not sure what the Gemara is doing here. This has nothing to do with standing up.
What's the implication that you don't need a rug?
No, the implication is, the implication was that...
You don't have to cover your head in front of a rug.
You don't have to cover your head, right. That could have been the implication, right.
So whether or not
you have to cover your head all the time, we said already, it's a minog, it's a din today, whatever it is, but in front of Rav for sure, when you eat for sure, when you daven for sure, he wasn't doing it in front of a rav. Yeah, because to him, rav wasn't special. So he had so many ravs where he lived. That's all we're saying. So then, what does eating have to do with anything? It's because someone's on top of you,
right?
Hashem. So when you're in a certain situation that requires you to have more awareness, it requires you when you eat, when you daven, when you pray, when is someone else, someone chashev in the room? It's not so far fetched. So he didn't do it because to him it was comfortable. Any elderly person, like I said, that's how we paskin. Anyone over the age of 70, the zechiyah of daraya says that for them when they walk into the room. Amar Yochanan, halachak isi ben Yehuda. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Yochanan, have yikoy mekamei sabi darmoi. Rabbi Yochanan would even stand up for an elderly guy, right? As long as he's elderly. Unbelievable. Look at this line. Amar kama har patki adu alayhu. How many things happened to this guy? Roger Rashi. Mikros, how many events? It's the last skinny line of Rashi. Mikros, events, fataris. How much tsaris this guy got? This old man, old guy. Vero, nisim, harbe, umofsim. He must have seen unbelievable things. Right? There's a certain idea. It's a machloket, actually. What is the reason you're standing up for this guy? An elderly guy. The Rabbi Yochanan does not say that you're standing up for him because it's a mitzvah that they say we're talking. He does not say that. He's standing up for him because he has a lot of life events. And those lessons are worth you standing up for. Right? You meet these old-timers, these guys that were soldiers in World War II. You want to stand up for them. Now, even if they weren't soldiers, they were a posh of the guy. They lived in different times, they had different isyonos, and you can learn from them. It's appropriate to stand up for them. That's what Tosfos says. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says that Mishahu Zaken Muflo Bezikna, even if he's not a chacham, like we said, you stand up. Then he says, Afilu Zaken Goy, even a guy, Mahadrid Oso B'Dvarim, V'nosnu Lo Yad L'Samcho, he needs help crossing the street, you help him. Shenemar, if they say V'Takum. So, it's a machlokes here. What does the Rambam mean by that? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to help a guy? Could be. Tosfos does not learn like that. Because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan said, his lessons of life, he's worthy of your respect. The Rambam quotes the pasuk. No different than a zaken muflag, right? An older Jew, an older guy also. Right? So that's a machlokes. It doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is the bottom line. The bottom line is that there's a din. It's in the Shulchan Aruch also. The question is, what's the reason behind it? Is it because life experience, because of Eva, only the Jew you helped cross the street, that's going to be terrible? Or the Rambam seems to give it some more teeth. That it's not just, well, it's not right to only help the Jew and not the goy. He seems to say it has something to do with your actually Menatei V'Takum.
It's not as commonly accepted to standing up for an older person versus the rub, you know?
I said it's one of the unknown. Rabbi Reisman gave a shiur. He has a shiur called Averis for Dummies. Rabbi Reisman from Brooklyn has a shiur called Averis for Dummies, which means Averis are so easy to do. One of them was this one. So have a fairish halach and shulchan. You have to stand up for anybody over 70. It's such an easy thing to do. Stand up, and so many people are not miserated at all. I don't know why that happened. Sometimes it's the taiva. It's not even a taiva. Sometimes it's a taiva. I understand the taiva. So there's even a taiva issue. What?
People don't know.
People are unaware. People are unaware of this halacha. Nobody ever learns this part of your day. Right? Let's keep it of aim and the covered rhythm. Learns that. No, they don't give that shear. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but it's such an easy thing to do. It's such a no-brainer. It's not a taiva. It doesn't cost any money. You're not allowed to spend even money. It's nothing. It's such an easy thing to do. Okay, next. Now, the Hani Rava make him lokoi hider avidlu. Rava, big machok is what this means. Rava wouldn't necessarily get up for a goy, but he would extend it. But he would show some kind of hider. Not sure what that means. Not sure what's going on here. Abaya yohev yada l'save. Abaya would give his hand to the elderly person. Rava meshader shluche. Rava would send somebody else. Rav Nachman meshader gezai. Rav Nachman would send his officers. Amar e lav Torah. If I wouldn't learn, I would be just another guy in the street. I would be another Rav Nachman in the street. So therefore I can't afford to lose my time doing these mitzvot. It's the biggest. What does that mean? Because the whole purpose of learning Torah is to act, not to learn Torah, not to act. That idea has her, but the idea is the same. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Jew or a guy. You have a chiyuv to extend your hand. Amar of Aivu, Amar of Yanai. Ein Talmud Chacham Rishai La'amod Bnei Rabo Ela Shachris Va'arvis. You're only allowed to stand up for your Rav, your Rav, only twice a day. Only in the morning and at night. Why? Kadesh lo yu kvodom rubum rikvod shemayim. You're going to stand up for your Rav more than you stand up for Hashem. More than you interact with Hashem. Now what about Mincha? So, Mefarshim explain, we're not talking about Davin, we're talking about Krishna. Kabbalah's all machlis is only twice a day. Morning and at night. Right? So you're going to stand up for your Rav more than that? Every time, 50 times a day, you're going to stand up for him? That's not right. Only twice a day. Now, this is not brought down. The Rambam doesn't bring this one down, but the Shulchan Aruch does. Now, Mesir, wait a minute. Rishir ben Elazar Omer, Minayin, Shazakin, Shalagat, Triach. How do you know Zakin shouldn't be my Triach? He shouldn't make you stand up for him 100 times a day. Talmud Lomar, Zakin V'Yereza. Now, if Iyam, Rechach, Zahar, is Bilvad, that if you're telling me that it only applies to the morning and the night, Amayelon Nitrach, why can't he make you get up at least twice? Chiyuvahu. It's a chiyuv to stand up at least twice. He should walk by twice a day. The rest of the time he can go around the block. But twice a day you should stand up for him. El alav kuliyom elo. The rest of the day not. So the Gemara says no. Olam shachris aris bilvad. Right, 100%. Shachris and aris, you can stand up for him. Vafilu hachi kamad efshal elo lo nitrach. Still, it's still an idea that the chacham shouldn't have to go out of his way to make you stand up for him. As a chiyuv not more than twice a day, fine. But it's still, let's stand up for someone else, right? It's always the idea. You don't be the cause of being matriarch people, even though there is a chiyuv. Okay, I wanted to move because I want to get to the bottom about the Torah, Sefer Torahs. Amar Belazar, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein omed b'nei rabo, nikra rasha. If you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, you're called a rasha. Then omayir rech yamav, you're not zochet to long life. V'talmudo mishtakach, and you forget your learning. Shenemar v'tov lo yihi el rasha v'lo yar rech yam kitzel asher edinu yare melefnei ha'elokim. Mora, this passage, the word yare there, any of the amahu, I don't know what that means. Kisha omer v'resim elokecha hari mora zek kima. Mora means kima. So the pasuk there in Keheles says that you're not going to be zochet to ariches yamim, and you're not going to be zochet to tov if you fail in yare. What's yare? Standing up for a talmud chacham. So the Gemara says ve'ema moras ribis umoras mishkolos. Maybe it means yare being afraid, not being nizer in ribis or not being nizer in weight and measures, because Tosfos says Rashi says what is the word yare there by weights and measures. So Tosfos says Rashi says. By a parshas Amalek, right? Shalom Yore Elokim, right? We said that the reason why the Amalekim came because you're not nizer in being honest in business. So there's a Yore there also. Maybe that's the Yore. Who said that has anything to do with the Talmud Chacham? Just because of the word Yore. So Gemara says yes. Rav Elazar Pene Gom. It's Gzeir Shavu really. It says Mipnei Seivatakum Mipnei. The word Pnei, and it says over there also Yore Milafnei Elokim. So because we have a connection like that, that's what it's talking about. Now, Iboilahu. Bino Vhu Rabo Mahu Lamo Bnei Aviv. Let's say the son is also the Rebbe. The son is also the Rebbe. So then does the son have to stand up for his father? Normally the son has to stand up for his father. But here he's a Rebbe. So does he have to stand up for his father? Or we're gonna ask it the other way around. Does the father have to stand up for the son? So Tashma, Adam Rav Shlei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Kum Mekabi Avuch. Stand up for your father. And as we know, we learned, Rashi points out, he was his father's Rebbe. And yet, he was told to stand up for him. So the Gemara says, Shiny Rav Yecheskel. Rav Yecheskel's different. You know why? The Baal Maisim Hava. True, you're his Rebbe, but he's an unbelievable person. He's an unbelievable Baal Maisim, which is a whole separate thing. Let's say a guy's not a Talmud Chacham, but he's an unbelievable Baal Maisim. It's implied here that you stand up for such a person, right? That's also a discussion in itself. Because even Rav Shmuel came in front of him, even would stand up for him. So then Ella Mike Amalek. So what's he telling his son? What's he telling this guy? When your father walks in, you stand up for him. It's obvious. Ella Hachik Amalek. No, what he meant to say was Zimnin De'asi Me'acharai. Maybe we're learning B'chavrusa, me and you. I'm your Rebbe also. I'm your Rebbe. Right? And you're your father's Rebbe. And your father's going to walk in, and I'm not going to see him. You can stand up for him. Don't worry about my covet. You stand up for him. You don't worry about my covet. I don't see your... All of a sudden, you're getting up. We're in the middle of learning, and you're getting up. I don't see your father. It's okay. I'm not going to be machped. You get up. That's what he was telling him. But the idea of standing up, that's obvious. It's obvious. Stand up for your father, even if you're the Rebbe. Ibarilu, what about the other way around? But no, but who Rabbo? The son is a Rebbe. Mahu shiamud aviv mipanov. Does he have to stand up for his father? Does the father have to stand up for him? That's the question now. Tashma, Damar Yeshua ben Levi, ani eni kadei lam of nei b'ni. I don't have to stand up for my son. Ela mishum kvod beit nasi. But he married into the nasi's family. So for that reason I should. He's like a melech, like a nasi. For that reason I should. But otherwise, I don't have to stand up for my son. Taima da'ana rabbe. I'm the Rebbe. Ha, ihu rabbi. But he would be the Rebbe. Kamei nekamei. I would have to stand up for him. So what do you see? A father does have to stand up for his son if his son's a Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Hakei kama. Ani eni kedai lama b'nei b'ni. I don't have to stand up for my son. Afiluhu rabbi. Even if he would be a Rebbe. Why? Da'ha ana avua. I'm a father. Ela mishum kvod beis nasi. Yeah, but fine, because he's married to the nasi's family. I'll stand up. So we didn't answer the questions. We brought riots, but we didn't answer the questions. So what does a son and a father do? The Rambam, the Rosh says, both questions are unresolved. You have to be machmer. They both stand up for each other. You have to be machmer. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says only if a father does not stand for a son. But the son has to stand for the father, even if he's the Rebbe. But the father doesn't stand for a son. Why did Rambam say that? The story of Reb Tarfon, there's another story. We had the story of Reb Tarfon when he would bend down for his mother. The Yerushalmi has another story where the mother once lost her shoe. So Reb Tarfon got down on the mud and would walk, that his mother should walk on his hand. Instead of walking on the dirt, she didn't have a shoe. So Reb Tarfon put his hand under her foot, and every time she stepped forward, Reb Tarfon was there with his hand. The Kesef Mishnah explained, the Beis Yosef explained, it's the same person, Kesef Mishnah, the Rabbi Yosef of Cairo explained that since that Gemara, no one argues in that Gemara is not in the Bavli. That story is not in the Bavli. There's no way that Reb Tarfon's mother would be allowed to subject Reb Tarfon to that. What's the difference between standing up for your son or making your son belittle himself like that? And stand on the floor and put his whole body in the dirt so your mother can walk on the ground. It's obvious that you have to stand up for your father or your mother. And it's also obvious that they don't have to stand up for you. Because if they would have to stand up for you, Reb Tarfon would never have been allowed to do that for his mother. If she has to stand up for him, then for sure he can't belittle himself like that for her. It must be, explaining the Rambam, we don't hold like that. Now, Reb Tarfon's mother, he was his mother's Rebbe. That's a little bit of a stretch. That's maybe why the Bavli doesn't say it. Because he was his Rebbe? He was a son. Happens to be. He was also a Talmid Chacham. It's her Rebbe. Yeah, but it's your Rebbe. That's the whole Shaila. It's your Rebbe. You're a genius of a son. He taught you everything you know. So now the Shaila is, do I have to say it up for him or not? Says the Rambam, no. How do you know? Because Reb Tarfon's mother did that to Reb Tarfon. What kind of riot is that? Reb Tarfon's mother was not a Talmud of Reb Tarfon. It was his mother. It happens to be, he was retired from his Gadol B'Yisrael. So, but the Rambam says what he says. But the Rambam sticks to his guns. That's the Rambam Paskins, but because Yosef explains, it must be because we hold like that Yerushalmi. It must be pshat. Doesn't have any other way of explaining it. Why should we hold like that? Because if the mother made retirement do that, it must be you have to stand up for your mother as well. Okay. Ibayelahu. Oh man, we're never going to get to the Tosefot Torahs. Rokev k'mahalich dummy. Is walking like standing still. So if I see my Rebbe in the car, going very slowly, like it's a procession, and he's in the car, driving by, do I have to stand up for him? What? Riding an animal. So what's the difference if it's an animal or a car? He's moving. He's moving. Do I have to stand up for him? Says the Gemara.
He's walking.
What?
He's just moving much slower.
So that's what we're going to say. I'm not going to have to say it. When the Rav gets an Aliyah, how come you don't remain standing? We're going to say that if it's your Rav, you have to stand the entire time he's standing. So how come when the Rav gets an Aliyah, people stand up, but they don't stay standing? They don't stand either. That's a separate issue. But why don't they stay standing? The answer is, so the the post can point out, because if the Rav, let's say the Rav stayed for Shmuel Esrei, you have to stand up for him. No. Why not? Because he's Keva. If the Rav is Keva, you don't have to stand up for him. He's in his Mokum Kavu, he's sitting there davening. So he gets up for Yishtabach, you have to stand up also? No. Now he's moving out of his spot to go to the Bima to get an Aliyah, that's Keva, he's moving now, you got to stand up. Now he's standing there for the Aliyah, you can sit down. Now that became his Mokum Kavu for the Aliyah. You're allowed to stand, you can do that. And that makes perfect sense. Now the post can point out, it's a legitimate Shiloh. How could you sit down? You're overstanding. The answer is, because once it becomes his kavua, then you can sit down.
And the answer to this should be, follow that logic. When he's driving by in a car or riding a donkey, you should have to stand up also.
That's exactly the Shiloh. If he's driving by, can you sit down? So, Amar Abaya, Tashma. The halacha is, by Hilchas Metzora, the halacha is that if you're under a tree, so there's an ohel, the only way you could transmit Tumah is if the Tumah person sitting down. That's the halacha. Tome, Yoshev, Takas Elon, Vitar Omeid, and another guy walks under the tree, Tome. The guy becomes Tome. Omeid. But if the Mitzvah is standing there, Takas Elon, Tahar Yoshev, and the Tar guy sitting down, Tar, he's still Tar. Why? The Tome has to be sitting down. The Im Yoshev HaTome, if the Tome guy sits down, Hatar Tome. The Tar guy becomes Tome because he sat down. Here's the Shiloh. V'chein ve'evin hamenugas. Let's say you're carrying an Evan that has, the Evan has tzaras. V'amar of Nachum Bar Kohen, Rav Nachum Bar Kohen says, Zoso Meres, I see from here, Rochev k'mahalech dami shmamina. Rochev is k'mahalech. Well, how do I know? Because I don't care, I don't go by the stone. The stone has tzaras. I go by the guy who's carrying it. If the guy who's carrying it standing up, someone else is under the tree, that other person's tahar. Once the person carrying it sits down, Torah guy becomes Tame. Why? Because we follow the stone. We don't care about the stone, we care about the carrier. So too, we don't care about the Chacham, where he is, we care about the driver. So if you're driving, it's as if you're moving. Then there would be no Chiyuv. There would be no Chiyuv because he's moving. He's on the go.
What's the difference between walking slowly or driving fast?
Ah, so the difference is maybe because it's a different Rishos. I don't know. Like we're all here in one big shul together. So the Rav gets up and moves from his seat to the Bima, there's an Indian of cover to stand up. You have to stay standing? No. Now it's his Makam Kavur, now it's by the Bima. Right, it might be a hider. It might be a hider. Make everything you might not have to, exactly. Standing by a wedding. So Shiva walks into the front, and then you have to stand the whole time because he's in the room? No. That became now his Makam Kavur. Right? So it all comes out of this Gemara. Okay, we have to stop here. We didn't get to. Now the next part of the Gemara is going to be, what about a Sefer Torah? And we'll continue tomorrow.
It's not going to be 6:05.